This is Joe Basso with Music Radar, and I'm speaking with John Petrucci, guitarist with Dream Theater. John, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, you are on tour right now in support of your new album called Black Clouds and Silver Linings. How's the tour going so far?
Tour's going great. We're actually on the third leg of this tour, and this is a leg that we're doing as Progressive Nation, which means we're headlining our own little festival. And this particular lineup is with Opeth and Big Elf and Unexpect.
Well, we have a bunch of reader questions for you.
All right.
The first one comes from Nacho, who says, I'm a 17-year-old boy from Argentina. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decide what to do with my life. I've been playing instruments since I was 11, and I would really like to become a professional musician. I will probably study music composition in college, but it's a major decision in my life. I would like to ask John if he ever doubted becoming a musician and what he would do for a living if he hadn't become one.
Well, to answer the second part first, I have no idea. I'm kind of like a one-trick pony. You know, basically know how to play guitar. So that's a tough one to answer, but I never doubted myself. One of the keys to success is almost like you kind of have to have tunnel vision, you know, that you're just going to sort of do everything to achieve what you want to do. And I had that at a very early age, and I think it's important, you know. You got to be extremely focused with anything, whether you want to go to the Olympics as a gymnast or you want to, have a successful rock band. It requires the same kind of focus.
Right.
You can't be distracted by doubt, you know. So, no, I never had doubt.
The next question comes from a guy who calls himself Richie Blackmore Randall.
Nice.
He says, congratulations on the success of Black Clouds and Silver Linings. It reminds me of a cross between Images and Words and Awake. What is the single most important thing that helped you learn to play clean and technical rhythms and solos?
I would say the single most important thing is the use of a metronome when I practice. I learned that pretty young, you know, when I was probably about 15 or 16. I was starting to develop better technique, and I was starting to learn some Steve Morris and Al Di Meola songs, but it was really hard for me to play, and the music teacher turned me on to practicing slowly with a metronome and gradually building up the speed. So I would say that's probably the single most important thing.
A reader by the name of Palace Guard has two questions for you. The first is, how much do you practice guitar on average?
I practice probably now maybe 2 hours a day, something like that, 2 to 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. I assume, of course, there was a time where you practiced much more.
I did, yeah. I would practice 6 or more a day.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, it depends on what we're doing. If we're in the studio and we're writing and recording constantly, then I'm kind of playing all day long, you know?
Exactly.
Big chunks of time. But just like in a casual sense, probably, you know, a couple hours.
Palace Guard also asks, the Flaming Lips have just announced they're doing a cover of Dark Side of the Moon. Do you wish that you would have thought of it first?
Actually, we did a cover of Dark Side of the Moon. We did the entire album a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, and we released it. We have like our own label that's like a side label, and it's we call it our official bootlegs. And on that label, we release like demos of albums and the makings of, and you know, specific live shows, and also anytime we cover an album, like we've covered Made in Japan, we've covered Dark Side of the Moon, we've covered Master of Puppets, we've covered Number of the Beast, and you can buy all those on our site. So we did think of it first.
So Flaming Lips must have stole your idea. There you go.
Yeah, I guess so.
A reader by the name of Mescalito asks, how do you play the Glass Prison arpeggio using alternate picking? Wouldn't it be easier to use a sweep picking technique?
Yes, it's definitely easier to use a sweep picking technique for that particular part. It depends on the tempo that we're playing that live. I find that the alternate picking makes it sound a bit more, you know, a bit more powerful and driving, mm-hmm. but is definitely harder to do. So if the band's playing it live and where the tempo is too fast, I might opt to do the sweep picking method for sure.
Yeah. A reader by the name of Universal Mind wants to know, what equipment, stomp boxes, amps, rack effects, do you use to practice at home?
It depends. You know, right now at this very moment, I'm using an Axe FX Ultra by Fractal Audio, and that's cool because I kind of just put it into my recording system, and you know, all the sounds are built in, and you know, it's very convenient to do that. But I also have a bunch of boogies all around the house in different rooms, and you know, I usually don't practice with stomp boxes or effects. I just plug into the amp or play acoustically. But yeah, either one of the little boogie combos that's in the house, or the axe effects.
A reader by the name of Derek says, I've noticed a strong shift towards metal in the past few Dream Theater albums, as opposed to metal just being one of the many elements of your songs or albums. I'm not complaining, but can we expect to hear more of an experimental way of doing things in the future? Can we expect another concept album from Dream Theater?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, what we like to do is constantly change and reinvent and think of every album as a new opportunity to do something different. So absolutely, you know, people can expect, you know, more experimentation and more changes. And, you know, it's kind of like what we're about. And that's kind of the spirit of progressive rock music, I think, in general, to not be stagnant, you know. I mean, obviously, you got to keep an identity, but at the same time, you know, make subtle changes to keep it interesting. So from record to record, there is like a story to be told, as opposed to just a single story.
A reader by the name of Julian Scott wants to know, if you had to go to Mars for good, which of all Dream Theater albums is the one that you would bring along with you?
I'd bring probably Scenes from a Memory.
Okay, why is that?
It means a lot to me because it was the first record that I produced along with Mike. It's the first record that Jim Rudess is on. It's the first record that's a concept album, and it's kind of special to me.
A reader by the name of Jeffrey Warzen wants to know the name of the program you use in the studio to record click tracks.
Well, in the past, we used Digital Perform, but on the current album, on Black Clouds, we didn't do that. We just used the Pro Tools, you know, recording system to create a click track. And so it was, everything was in Pro Tools, but in the past it was Digital Performer.
A reader by the name of Ray wants to know, what's the best and worst part about being a father, family man in the music business?
Well, you could probably predict that one. It's, you know, spending so much time away from home, trying to be a father and do fatherly things when you're not home is very difficult. So you do your best. You know, my son has some music that he wanted to learn, and I'm not home, and there's some complicated chords, so I, you know, recorded it in Logic and sent in an MP3 file and wrote down the chords. And, you know, it would have been a lot easier to do when I was there. If I was there, I could have just showed them.
Sure.
And, you know, you miss a lot of things, all their events and concerts, school parent meetings and gymnastics meets and everything else. You miss a lot of things, so it's definitely the most difficult part.
A reader by the name of Christopher has two questions. Do you have any plans for releasing another solo album?
Yeah, I absolutely will do another solo album. I'm not sure exactly when, but it certainly is time. My last one was done in 2005, and a lot of people have been asking me. So, yes, absolutely.
Christopher also wants to know, what Dream Theater song is the hardest for you to play live?
There's not a specific song that's hard. There's just parts in songs that are hard. Every once in a while, something will come by that, in a solo that I did that's really difficult, or a passage, or, you know, that's definitely a challenge to pull off, but it's not like the entire song is hard, you know, just sections here and there. That one that the guy mentioned in The Glass Prison is pretty difficult, you know, especially, like I said, if the pace is right. Fast, it's hard to keep that, you know, nice and clean and in time and articulate.
David wants to know, if the next edition of G3 takes place in 2010, would you like to participate?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, some of the most fun that I've had playing guitars on the many G3 tours that I did, whether with Joe and Steve Vai, or Joe and Paul Gilbert, or Joe and Eric Johnson. I mean, we just had a blast every time, and I would not hesitate for a second to do another one. Absolutely.
Did playing with those guys kind of kick you in the butt? I mean, did they make you sweat a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, first of all, you're up there with some guys that are your idols that you listen to and worship, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there jamming right next to them. But the great thing is that, you know, all those guys I mentioned are such cool people, great people, you know, highly professional, They're the type of people that when you meet, that you're not disappointed. You know, if anything, you have an even higher opinion of them. And, you know, very generous and personable and just really dedicated to music and playing guitar. And so there's just a very positive spirit, you know, especially when it comes to the jamming and stuff like that. It's just a great musical environment.
And lastly, the Beatles or the Stones, and why?
Just the Beatles, because I always related more to their songs. Stones, I never quite got for whatever reason. You know, maybe a song here and there, but I was never really into them.
So just the overall musicality of the Beatles grabbed.
Yeah, exactly. It's the songs and the melodies and whatever it is, the songs reach me more than Stones. You know, it's a little bit too stripped down rock and roll for me, you know.
Well, John, thank you very much for spending all this time with me.
No problem.
This is Joe Basso with Music Radar, and I've been speaking with John Petrucci from Dream Theater. Their new album is called Black Clouds and Silver Linings. Once again, John, thank you very much.
You got it, Joe. My pleasure.
All right, you take care now.
All right, bye.